that is a very alarming statistic. People are so used to hearing it now that sometimes we forget the reality of exactly what it means and its implications for the staff in the hospital who are doing their utmost, and also for the patients who are waiting to get into hospital for procedures, the difference that it makes to them, and among other things, just like a breakdown on the services that the community here deserve.
And this has been an ongoing issue for some time now, and this has further added to this.
Well, it was 103 times in 2016, and it has been 50% of the time up until the 27th of June, the day the question was asked at the HSE forum meeting. And, you know, what was originally put down to be a winter crisis has seemed to carry forward into now into summer. And the question really was, what change of attitude does the HSE intend to have, or what differently do they intend to do? And we just really haven't got satisfaction in that regard.
And because, as you highlighted, this does put pressure on the hospital as a whole, not just the emergency department, but the staff as well are suffering.
There's a wonderful staff employed there. They do an excellent job under immense pressure. But, you know, the service that the hospital provides across the board, there's a range of services provided. There's implications for all of that, and the implications for patients that are waiting to avail of them. And it's something, you know, that we're so used to hearing it now. You know, it's important that we don't forget just exactly the implications of that statement.